The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Sometimes it's easy to imagine the silent underwater world as fish go gliding by, but it ends up fish can communicate with sound. Recently, scientists mapped developing brain cells in newly hatched midshipman fish larvae and compared them to those of other species. They found that the chirp of a bird, the bark of a dog, and all other sounds that come out of animals' mouths are the products of the neural circuitry likely laid down hundreds of millions of years ago with the hums and grunts of fish. Scientists traced the development of the connection from the midshipman fish's vocal muscles to a cluster of neurons located in a compartment between the back of its brain and the front of its spinal cord. The same part of the brain in more complex vertebrates, such as humans, has a similar function, indicating that it was highly selected for during the course of evolution. And a good thing, because after building a nest for his potential partner, the male midshipman fish calls to nearby females by contracting his swim bladder, and female midshipmen only approach a male's nest if he makes this call.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.